Gunmen shot dead a Somali radio reporter yesterday, the third journalist killed in 2 weeks. The reporter of local radio Banadia died when attackers opened fire on a minibus in southwestern Gedo province, the local journalists' union said. The Horn of Africa nation of 9 million people is racked by an Islamist-led insurgency against the Somali government and its Ethiopian military backers. Meanwhile, humanitarian organisation Doctors Without Borders says it is shocked and angered by the lack of medical care for people in the capital, Mogadishu. President of the International Council of Doctors Without Borders, Christophe Fournier, told us more.
My main concern is, and that's what I've seen when I was in Mogadishu, is that the access to medical care, but also more generally speaking, the assistance for civilians and the displaced persons around Mogadishu has decreased dramatically and alarmingly over the past months. At the beginning of January, we were probably able to rely on 800 hospital beds. Now, to date, we are down to 250 beds, which is, you know, it's far from being enough for this size of the population, with increasing needs because of the ongoing fightings. Second, we are following, out of the total hospitals in Mogadishu, we are following six of them. And at the beginning of the year, we were relying on 53 of our colleagues, doctors, still working in these facilities in Mogadishu. To date, we are down to 13 doctors.